plate a potential nugget.
And moving to a different theme in the book, Karthik, you talk about a likelihood of unanticipated consequences in the world of AI. And you speak about the initial momentum in a certain direction suddenly can snowball into an avalanche. And you also quote, I found the metaphor of the cobra effect interesting in this context. So could you talk to the listeners about the insight here?
Yeah, sure. So the cobra effect is an interesting effect where we don't know the exact details of this, but legend has it that way back during British rule in India, specifically in Delhi, one of the governors there wanted to get rid of what he perceived as a cobra menace. There were just too many cobras. And therefore, the government announced a bounty for anyone who catches or brings a cobra head. And so the idea was this would result in hunting of cobras or snakes and would ultimately help bring down the population. Now, initially, it seemed to bring in lots of people who would come in and produce cobras and collect the bounty. But the legend has it that what was happening was that once people realized that there's a bounty if you bring in cobras, they started breeding cobras. And they started breeding these and bringing it in and collecting the money. And so it wasn't really addressing the problem. And in fact, when the government realized it and then said the bounty is no longer available, people just released whatever they were breeding into the wild, making the problem worse. So it was one of those situations where there was a perverse outcome awaiting this person, and essentially what I call unanticipated consequences. You thought what this would do is reduce the cobra population, but the unanticipated consequence was that it actually might have increased the cobra population. And I bring that up because this notion of unanticipated consequences has been around in sociology for a while, and certainly with a lot of human decisions, we know these things happen, where you intend to fix something and you make it worse by your intervention. And there's many examples of where this has happened. And when it comes to algorithmic decisions, again, we have to worry about the same thing, that sometimes you bring in an algorithm to fix something, and if you're not careful, it can make that worse. And because it's automated decisions, it can make it worse very fast. And there are many examples of this. So late last year, there was a news story about Amazon using recruiting algorithms. And the news story essentially kind of was talking about the fact that Amazon, hired over 100,000 people last year, probably got millions of job applications. It's hard for a team of human recruiters to sift through that many resumes and figure out who to invite for job interviews. So they wanted to automate that process. And they looked at previous data on what kinds of applicants did well in interviews, what kinds of applicants did well at Amazon and got promoted after they joined. And they essentially used that as training data for a machine learning system that did the resume screening. Now, according to that Reuters news story, it turns out the internal investigation later showed that this AI system had big gender biases. And it had gender biases because, if you think about it, the training data is decisions made by humans on who to promote, who to give offers to. And if there's a gender bias in those decisions, those biases get captured by the AI system and it learns it and it almost institutionalizes that bias. Now, fortunately, Amazon detected it. It's a savvy tech company, and so it detected it and stopped using the system. But there's many companies using these kinds of systems who are not as savvy as Amazon, not running these tests. And there's other examples. Ultimately, these AI systems are making decisions based on data. And so if there are problems in the data, they pick them up and then it snowballs and could go out of control. There was a study that showed that algorithms used in courtrooms in the US to make sentencing decisions, the ones used in Florida, had a race bias. And these race biases were probably because of biases in the data itself. There are many other settings, there are examples of biases in the autocomplete suggestions that Google makes. And again, the Google autocomplete suggestions are based on search queries people are typing, and so it picks up some of their biases as well. And so there's many examples where some of these problems may go out of control if you're not careful. A classic example, one that I mentioned in the book, is when you have recommendation algorithms recommend to you, you know, what you should listen to, or what kind of music you should listen to, what videos you should watch. If you have very narrow set of interests and the algorithm isn't careful, it can just show you just more and more of what you like. And so you go further and further down this tunnel, and maybe you're enjoying what you're seeing, but you don't know what else is out there. And so again, this narrow interest can become more narrow and could snowball out of control if the algorithms are not carefully designed.
Thank you for listening. Please visit playtopotential.com for more podcast content. You could visit the curated playlist section on the website for specific bite-sized nuggets that are captured by themes, some of which might be relevant to you. Some of these topics include authenticity, mindfulness, reinventing yourself, navigational principles, and so on and so forth. You can also find the podcast offline on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.